Three, two, one. Fans who adore you and love you have gathered around you in the time you've been in Vancouver. Do you enjoy it?
I love it, David. I love it, because if you're not in this business because you like people, then you shouldn't be in it at all. I write books to tell stories to people, and there's no point in telling stories if there aren't listeners. So when the fan turns up to me, I say, well, that's a listener. It's another person to write a book for. So I always enjoy meeting them, and I can never get bored. And I think these authors who say that they're bored by meeting their public, I think they need a good smack on the bottom.
But some of them are quite devoted.
Well, it's very, very pleasing to know that they've read all the books and that they read some of the stories, and they think, well, maybe I used to know that character, Angela O'Hara, who was in Echoes, or I used to know Benny, who was in Circle of Friends, or I used to know Signora, who was in Evening Class. But obviously, I'm thrilled to think that they think these characters are real people. And to every author, that is about the warmest thing you can hear. It means that you've created a fictional character whom somebody really believes in. And I think... of course, I'm delighted that I make a lot of money too. That's very nice. But I'm particularly pleased that people actually enjoy the stories, because that's the thing that gives your warmth and the will to continue.
I think one of your great gifts, of course, is that we recognise people we've known from our own lives in your books.
I think that's true. I think that what you've said is true, because there's two kinds of popular fiction. There's a sort of, imagine if I could live there, escapist type of fiction that would be sort of from Dallas and Dynasty and those type of shows. And there's a kind of just so, that's me, that's my lifestyle fiction, which is another kind of fiction, which I would write the second kind one of one. And I think, as I've often said, you know, I never was in a hotel until I was 18 or 19, and I never knew how to make a bed, or whether you made a bed in a hotel or not. Maybe people would think you were terribly stupid if you did that. And I know that's the truth. And I wrote that once in the paper in the Irish Times when I was working there, and I suddenly got 100 letters from people saying they also didn't know whether you made the bed in a hotel or not. And I suddenly realised that really and truly there's more people who are sort of united by the fact of awkward situations, particularly when you're growing up as a teenager and you're awkward and you're nervous. The world is like that.